Okay. Introduction real quickly. Say hi.
Hello. Okay, that was I'm Kenny 0550.
Lizzie? No? Okay.
That's a mood.
Okay, so I'm gonna start off this podcast with mini game numero uno. So I sent you guys through private DM a word, and your guys' goal is to get the other person to guess that word. For example, if my word is Hello Kitty for some really weird reason, I'm trying to get you guys to guess it. Remember, it's kind of like the three-rule guess thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that kind of like that three-rule guess game that's like, it's a yes or no question?
I just give up.
You meet her in the newest episode, Kenny.
What?
You meet her in, like there's a lot of this character in the newest episode. The minigame is basically you're asking questions, and if it's a yes or no questions, you're just trying to guess the other word as quickly as possible. So, Kenny, you're up. You get to ask the questions to Lizzie.
Oh, thank
Lizzie,
God.
If you check your DM, that's
It says, I can tell Kenny's going to torture me.
No. Lizzie sent me the list, so it's not bad. I suck at this game. Heads up. Like
I don't think I ever played this game before.
Okay. So Kenny, ask Lizzie a question, and then Lizzie, all you can really respond is yes or no. She's trying to guess your word. I already sent you the list. It should say minigame number one word, and it says like one word. Don't say it or else the whole game is ruined.
I'm trying to guess it, but you can only answer like yes or no.
Basically, yeah.
I thought, okay, that's fine. I thought I was the one that was like being asked. I was like, yes, I won't have to suck. But no, it'll be fine. Okay. Is your thing a character?
Yes.
Okay. Is your character a boy?
No.
Oof. Okay. Is your character an adult?
No.
Is your character from the main cast?
Kind of.
Low flying airplane noises.
Kind of.
Is your character Sophia?
Lizzie?
Who? she's texting. Yes. Who? Oh, dope.
Wait, Lizzie. Wait, what?
Lizzie texted me. I freaking won!
No!
Yes!
No, that's not!
Yes!
That's not your word, Lizzie.
No, she texted me, yes.
What? No, it's not. Lizzie, are you?
No, she texted me, you texted me, yes. Oh, okay, that's fine. Shit, there's a lot of girls. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to swear.
It's okay, continue.
We swear every day in our lives, just occasionally.
Crying. Okay, I gotta look at the class list. You said it's not the main hoes. So is it? Are they blonde?
No.
Oof. Oh, why did you start with me? Okay, so it's a young girl. Not from the main cast, but kind of is. And not blonde. Is it Alana?
No.
Is there a give up option? These are hard.
Sure.
I'm just kidding. I just suck at this game.
No, you don't, Penny.
Okay. Does this character does this character have
Lizzie,
abnormal hair?
Can I help, Penny?
This episode. Did I even read that?
Yes, you did. It was updated 2 weeks ago.
Oh God, that's 2 weeks ago. How
you
am I gonna remember that?
It was it's episode 24.
Oh,
we saw her like half of the chapter.
for half of the chapter? A new character? Are you serious?
It's not no. A new character.
America, explain.
It's not a new character, Kenny.
Shit, I'm sorry, Lizzie.
Okay, what would I tell you?
No! Uh-oh. I'm cheating. Because I suck at this. I hate this game. It's fucking dumb. I love it, but I hate it. Okay, I got Maria, yes! David, Maria. What?
Thank you.
Maria's part of the main cast.
That's not really, kind of. If you consider the main cast being the boys.
She's part of the main cast of the girls. Okay, Redon.
Next time, be more specific.
What? What?
Okay, so I was like, yes, no, kind of. I don't know.
Okay. Well, you say yes, no, kind of. It's like, well, what did you expect? Okay, whatever.
Okay, Lizzie, it's your turn. Your goal is I'm going to set this goal now for Lizzie because I feel like she's going to be good at this. Lizzie, you have a minute to guess Kenny's word. Starting now.
How dare you? I am not good at this.
Neither am I.
Go! You already lost.
Wait, I don't know my word.
Yes, you do. I sent it to you yesterday.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. Well, okay, yeah. Okay, now I know.
Okay, is your character now. A boy? Go, Lizzie.
It's a girl.
Is your character a boy?
It's a girl.
Does she wear blue?
Yes.
Is it Lucia?
No.
I swear to God, if it's Maria, I'm gonna kill myself.
Same. That's a mood. I freaking hate Maria. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I muted myself.
Liz, are you okay?
Is it Naomi?
No.
Does Selena have freaking blue on her?
There's other female characters.
Time to go on Box's profile and search into one of her posts.
Oh my god.
Oof, that's a mood.
You have like 20.
She has like the picture of like.
She has everyone on there, which is like amazing.
Lizzie, you have 10 seconds.
No, you should have given me more time.
Yes, now you guys are timed.
Dude, where is that post? Where is it?
Lizzie, what do you think?
Is it Naomi?
No.
You already said. You already asked.
I did not say. Oh, here we go. I found it. Mm-hmm. Is it Alana?
No. Can I give a hint?
Sure.
Okay, this character has not been seen since episode 9. 9? Yeah. 9.
You mean 10. Episode 10.
Oh, sorry, 10. 10, 10.
Dara.
Okay, fine.
Sounds like a Minecraft villager.
Lizzie, do you have your final answer?
Is it Sophia?
Yes!
Good job, Lizzie. Although Kenny beat you in this round, I'm sorry. Okay, so I'm going to end the recording, call you guys back immediately, and then we'll go into a
hand. Nope. I got one for you, Sky.
Wait, no.
Yes.
I'm not supposed to be playing.
Torture Sky.
I'm doing it. Okay. Ask me.
Is it a girl?
Yes.
Are they part of the main cast girls?
No.
Is it David's sister?
Nope.
Is it the news reporter?
No.
Wait, I have a question. Do you consider Alana the main cast?
No.
Okay. Okay, so it's not. Oh, wait. Okay, is it an adult?
Technically, yes.
Technically, yes? What does that mean?
It's transgender.
Wait, for real?
We don't know.
Okay, so technically, yes. And it's not...
Remember, it doesn't necessarily have to be a character from Leyland's Curse.
Wait, what?
It has things to do about Leyland's curse. That's probably a
good thing. Wait, is it not in Leyland's curse?
Technically.
Okay, wait. Is this, let me rephrase this. Is this character in Leyland's curse?
Physically, no.
Physically, no? Oh,
has wait, not. No.
No?
Like, they, how do I, okay, well, you know it's a girl. Like, she's put herself somewhere in the comics, but not actually in the comics.
Isaki?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that makes a lot more. Wait, why did you say technically yes when it came to a doll?
Because, like, when it came to a what?
I asked if they were an adult, and you said technically yes.
Because I don't know Isaki's age.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, well, like, just to be safe, I'll place her, like, 18, 19.
Okay. I didn't do that bad, and thank you for torturing me.
Okay, Lizzie, your turn to torture her.
Wait, I'm going twice?
Yes, torture. You tortured us, we can torture you.
Okay.
It's called love.
It's even Steven.
Okay, Is it a girl?
Hold on. Give me a minute.
Choose the character quickly. 5, 4, 3.
Sky.
Oh. Okay, is it a girl?
Nope.
Main cast boys?
Nope.
Is it from one of the classes?
Nope.
If it's not a boy and a girl, then it's got to be something else.
No, I asked, is it a boy?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Is he an adult?
Yes.
Is he the boss?
No.
No. I know who it is. Thank I'm gonna text you.
Is it one of the kidnappers?
Oh wow, Kenny.
Did I get it? Yes. Okay, I know who it is.
Is it one of the kidnappers?
No.
Oh my god. Okay, let me think. So, adult boy Esteban? Hello?
Who's Esteban?
Cody's dad.
Okay, can you actually say his real name, please?
His actual name?
Yeah, Hot Pumpkin Esteban. Daddy.
Pumpkin Dad?
Hot Pumpkin Daddy.
Is that what you guys call him now?
That's what we call it. That's what we called him before we knew his name. And then people were like, it's Esteban! And I'm... No.
Okay, so, I guessed right. I'm not saying that. I'm sorry. Episode 24 of Leyland's Curse. So, what did you guys think of that episode?
It was okay. For me, I don't really like Maria. So, I wasn't too fond of the episode. I know there's Maria lovers out there. I'm sorry. I can't.
Why don't you like Maria? I'm actually pretty curious.
It's just, she rubs me the wrong way. Like, you know how a cheese grater, you can, like, put your hand down a cheese grater and it won't, like, going one way and it won't grate your grate your hand. But if you do it the other way, it's going to be all in shreds. That's how I am with Maria. She just, like, does that to me.
Okay. Do you know, like, why? Or is it just...
Just her.
Okay.
Like, I have an idea why, but not yet. I'll formulate my thoughts better and then I'll share.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't too fond of the episode. However, like, it came along. Like, is Maria part of the supernatural that she can actually see the blue butterfly? Like, is she, like, some sort of priest in some way? Some sort of spiritual blood that she can physically see small stuff like that, or spirits, etc., etc.?
I heard that a few people were saying that Maria can, like, how do I say this? Like, that she's pretending not to know anything about it because of how fishy it all is. So,
yeah, like, why would you call a bug a butterfly? Oh, sorry.
Okay, we can continue. I'm sorry, my niece came inside.
No, you're talking.
Wait, what was I saying?
I was all fishy and stuff, and I agreed with you, and I said, yeah, it's because she called the bug a butterfly.
She called the butterfly a bug, and then after that, the butterfly went through the window, which a lot of people have noticed, but for some reason, no one talks about it, I believe. So, and also, freaking David has healing powers, has been confirmed.
Yee.
I'm so happy about that, actually. Is that confirmed? He can heal
Yeah.
Like, how?
Okay. Have you seen, it wasn't maybe just Marigold's post. Whose post was it? Maybe it was Box's? Maybe? I gotta look it up. But someone said that, like, oh, well, imagine if it was, like, the Steven universe where he, like, used his saliva and stuff, and I said, like, oh, well, he'll just be spitting on people's injuries from now on.
I remember that! I forgot where that was from! Oh my god, no. I'm okay.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
I found it.
I'm just imagining David spitting on everyone. That's great.
Okay, David. Oh, made by Keita Bat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's who it was made by.
That's great. When I saw that, I was intrigued and a bit concerned.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about everyone in the amino community. I just want to say
I can understand that.
Okay. Mary is surprised to find David here. And then basically takes David home. Doesn't really, like, I don't know how to say it. She doesn't look concerned.
But I mean, she doesn't know her friends, like, Ben, you know? Like, she doesn't know her friend was almost kidnapped. She doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, she does, because David actually says it. He says, two people broke into my house. They drugged Felix and tried to kidnap me. But the demon, reptilian, whatever. What is going on?
What do you mean?
I hear a lot of noise.
That's me. That's my cooking.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay, wait, maybe...
I'll be back.
Okay. And I said bye. Okay. To the rain. Oh, yes.
How professional.
Have you ever thought that, like, Maria was, like, daughter or something of the kidnapper?
I mean, Oh, wait, that'll kind of explain the abandoned house kind of thing. Because... if no one does the dishes.
Yeah. Or it could be that she's just living alone and she's like, oh, my parents abandoned me too. Like, oh yeah. You know?
Okay, so this is Editing Sky. So I'm editing this podcast and I just wanted to say real quickly that right after Kenny leaves, which she just did in this recording, you guys get Lizzie. But you don't get any Lizzie. You get Robot Lizzie. It's amazing. You'll see what I mean in a moment. Bye.
What would you say about Maria? Like, is she actually suspicious? Because I see nothing.
We don't know much about her personality. But if you compare her to, like, a lot of normal people, quote-unquote, I'd say it's a bit suspicious, especially hearing that one of your friends got drugged and then went missing. Kind of like, what? How are you not?
How is she not, like, concerned and everything?
Yeah. Although, with all honesty, I would kind of be like her.
Be like her? I would be like her, but at the same time, I would be concerned.
Yeah, for me, I'll be very concerned for my friend. But I'll just remain as calm as possible because, you know.
Wow, Goof Maria, we have exposed you. I don't know, maybe Maria's just like the person who lives alone. And like her grandparents just sent her money just to like pay the rent. That when Felix finds out that, David's okay and he's with Maria, how do you think he's gonna react?
How he's gonna what?
How he's gonna react.
Felix? He's gonna be very relieved. In my opinion, he actually might start crying. Because he almost started crying when he couldn't find David, right?
Probably because of that dream.
Or that too. Oh, I feel really bad for him. I feel bad for all the characters.
I swear, if Toby doesn't like start crying and same time blushing and happy seeing David and actually going up to him and accidentally kissing him on the cheek, I'm gonna riot. Like, just imagine how much like the drama would be in the comments, is going like, oh my god,
I can see that happening, kind of.
Yeah, because there's no car on the drive-thru and everything.
Maybe, or maybe her parents are off at work.
Possibility.
Hello, this is Sky Dragon one more time, and I'd like to say, whoever went to LA Comic Con, good job! I wasn't able to go, and I really wanted to go, but I couldn't go. But for those of you who did go and met Isaki, I'm so happy for you. I don't know what to say. It's like, it must have been amazing, and Isaki, if you're listening to this, I hope it was an amazing time for you in LA, and I just hope it was amazing. I hope all of you met new people, and maybe you guys even met some of the people from the Amino community, so yeah. And I'll be closing this podcast with a thank you, and have a great day or night. Bye.